Let's take your King James Bible. Let's take it over and turn it over into 2 Chronicles. And let's go to chapter number 20. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. Uh-huh. Boy, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Yeah. Hey. Amen. Had a good service last night.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. Amen. You must be tired.
Yeah.
Because you're a little dead this evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. That's not what revival's about. Revival to liven us.
Right.
Amen. We got a blessed hope. And I'm thankful for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm glad for what Christ has done for me.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I can't be plucked out of His hand. Aren't you glad? That you're sealed until the day of redemption. Isn't that wonderful that you can't lose your salvation? That's enough to praise God about right there, that He gave you something that you can't get rid of. And the devil can't steal it away. He may steal your joy, but he can't steal your salvation. Boy, I'm ready to go to heaven just if I was there right now, this very minute. I'm assured to be in heaven if I was there right now. Amen. Boy, that's enough right there, isn't it? Isn't that good? It's good to be saved. It's good to be saved. Good to be saved. Let's stand and reverence the reading of God's Word. And we're going to skip around a few verses just to ignore my voice. And usually when I preach a meeting, by about the third night it starts going. So we'll just do the best we can. You pray for us. Amen. We can read verse number 1. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Look at verse number 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast through all Judah. Look at verse number 12. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Then look at verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers and the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Look at verse 24. And when Judah came toward the watchtower, boy, that's a message right there. When he came to the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked under the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. I'm going to preach you a message on Satan. You best get out the way. Amen. Satan, you best get out of the way. Brother Lynn, you pray for me tonight. Here we see that Jehoshaphat has been told in the very first part of this chapter that there's a great army on its way and they're coming to destroy him. And he has been warned, and he knows that he's outmanned, he's outgunned, and he knows he ain't got any choice and he ain't got nothing. But friend, that Jehoshaphat remembers that he's got the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. There may be a time when the devil will come to you, and he may come to you in a crowd. He may come to you in the multitude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Satan's his numbers may impress you. It may discourage you. It may outright make you fearful. But friend, let me say this, that he's never lost a battle.
Amen.
Our Lord has never lost a battle. And friend, we mentioned a little bit about this last night, but here we see that Jehoshaphat has been warned. My friend, I'm going to tell you, how many times have we been warned in our life about certain things, and we just went headlong and done it anyhow? We said that, hey, this will lead to a path of sin, this will lead to a path of destruction, and we went down that path anyway. We've all done it. You can take your wings off your back. We've all been there. We've all done it. We're all guilty. And here we see that Jehoshaphat, he sees that he's outnumbered. But see, friend, I want to show you some things that he done that kind of helped him along the way. When Jehoshaphat seen that it was coming, then verse number 3, he had some fear. Now I'm going to tell you, friend, it's okay to have a little bit of healthy fear, because I'm going to tell you, when we're not a match for the devil.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Amen.
Did you know you're not a match and I'm not a match for Satan?
Amen.
When he comes around, I can't defeat him. And I got news for you, you can't either.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can't defeat him. I can't defeat him. He got more power than I got. But I can get plugged in and get a little bit more power. Amen. There's some place that I can go and get plugged in and get to the source of the main grid and the main power. And if you're saved here today, you have the same opportunity. Amen. You have the same ability. And he feared. And what did he do in verse number 4? Judah gathered themselves all together. Let me say this. When the devil's coming knocking on your door, the best thing you can do is call every brother and sister in Christ that you got. And you say, hey, I need you to pray for me. And if you ain't right to pray for me, I hope you get right so you can start praying for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's why we got to live Christ-like, because we don't know when that door may be knocked on. That knock may be at your door.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Or the phone may ring and it may be somebody saying, I need you to help me pray.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be a shame they called you and you had to go and it took you 45 minutes to get right with God before you could even pray for somebody else.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right, brother. Amen.
Amen. You never know when that call may come.
Right.
But he gathered them all together and got all his prayer warriors. And in verse number 5, we see that Jehoshaphat stood. I'm going to tell you, that's the problem we have today. We've got a lot of people that don't want to be identified as a child of God. We want to camouflage in with the world, and we just want to stick our hand up just when it's convenient.
Amen. Right, brother.
Amen. That's some good preaching right there. Even Methodists don't like that. And amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, that's the truth. We need to come out from the high ways and the hedges, and we need to come out from hiding and let the world know that we're still here and we still serve a God that's alive. We still serve a God that's real. I'm going to tell you, we need to come out and let people know that we're still here.
Amen.
Amen.
We got people coming out saying they're everything else. Why can't we come out and say we're Christian?
Amen.
Amen. That I'm a child of the King.
Right.
Oh, we're too ashamed. We're too abashful.
Amen.
We don't live the life before others to be able to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, friend, there's been times when you'll step out and somebody will say, devil's got his crowd.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, don't be surprised if ain't a Christian.
Right.
And say, what do you mean? I know how you live.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, people watch you.
Yeah.
But you know what, them old scoundrels that'll raise that up to you, you know why they say that? They don't think nobody's watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? They think nobody's watching them. But friend, let me say this. We all dirty.
Yeah. Come on.
We all are.
Amen.
We just trying to help one another get through the wilderness, ain't we?
Yeah.
We got to understand that.
Amen.
But here he's seen and he said that, and in verse number 6 we see that he starts crying out to the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's something we ought to do.
Yeah, yeah.
When you see the enemy approach, the best thing you can do is pray.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Pray for yourself. You don't have to go and tell everybody in the world what's going on. You don't have to say, hey, let's drum up some money to help me and support me and do me this, and I need that and I need this. What you need is to get in touch with the Master. You need to pray to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, he's the one that can help us.
Yeah.
He's the one that can help you.
Right.
You can go to mama, you can go to daddy, you can go to whoever you want to, go to your pastor, but I'm telling you, ain't nobody going to help you like Jesus can.
Amen.
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 Amen. Pray. You preach, you pastors aren't that glory on that, because I'm going to tell you, God's the one that can help you. I can listen to your problems and I can pray with you, but that's as far as I can go. But I know the man that can reach down and pick up that load off your shoulders and lift it up and put it on him. God. I'm glad that he does. Amen. Oh, have you ever got upon your life when you so burdened down, you just could not carry it no more, and you come to yourself like the prodigal, and you go to him and say, Lord, I need your help. Amen. And he just scoops it up off of you. You are glory that he loves you enough to take away your problems, take away your fear, take away your worry, take away your doubt, take away your depression. God can do that. And he's willing to do it. And ain't it good that he's able to do it? Muhammad can't do that. Confucius is still confused. Amen. Mary can't do that. But Jesus can. But Jesus can. Jehoshaphat decided to call him the Lord. And I'm going to tell you this. When he called the Lord, he didn't make a grand speech. Uh-uh. You know what he done? He reminded God of his promise. He told the Lord who he was. Yeah. Who God was. And said, you said this. And I believe it. Yeah. And I know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
There's a simple prayer he prayed.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Faith believing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Faith
yeah.
believing.
Yeah.
That's where we miss it.
Yeah.
Is we don't have faith.
Amen.
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 Amen. You hear somebody say, well, they got cancer. And they'll say, I'll pray for them. And you walk away. Ain't long before you tell your wife or your husband, well, they ain't going to last long.
Yeah.
I do not want you to pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of that.
Amen.
What kind of cancer was that? Well, it was this kind. Oh, they give, that's 18 months. He ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
Don't pray for me.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I want the one that say, what kind of cancer? I don't know what that is. And it don't matter.
Amen.
Because I'm going to give that to God.
Amen.
And I thank God to heal him.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to pray
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
Are you that one?
Amen.
Are you the one that can do that? Jehoshaphat prayed for his people. He prayed for his people because he seen that there was no hope without God doing something.
Amen.
Without God doing something. I wonder how many pastors that's preaching today has stood before the Lord on their knees crying in prayer.
Yeah.
Know what God can do.
Yeah.
But his people just don't have enough faith. And that preacher begins to pray for his people and pray for his people and carry that burden and pray for them. Lord, just give them some faith. Let them know that you're still alive. Let them know that you care for them. Let them know that you're alive. He's alive.
Amen.
There's a lot of preachers, a lot of pastors that, oh, they love their people and they pray for them. Even the ones that hates their guts, they still pray for them. And my friend, you got a pastor like that, you are to praise God for him. That he don't see you, my friend, he can see through you and see what Christ can use you for.
Amen.
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 I've seen people get mad because they wanted to paint the church.
Right.
Amen. That's a truth.
Yes,
I've seen it. What a bunch of mess.
Yeah.
What a bunch of mess. And got people dying, going to hell all around you.
Yeah.
Amen. And people want to nitpick this. And the preacher said that. Or the Sunday school teacher did this or that or whatever. What did you do?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Baptists ain't nothing but a bunch of frogs. We hop from church to church so much. It's one lily pad to the next lily pad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friend, it's time that you find some place where the Bible's preached and friend, get in there and put your feet in like you're in concrete and say, I'm going to stay here where God has put me and I'm going to let him use me any way he sees fit.
Amen.
Amen. Jehoshaphat knew that there was no hope without Christ. And boy, I mean, he began to pray. And boy, when he prayed, let me say this, he reminded God of his promise in 1 Kings chapter number 8. He reminded him of that vow that he made back before that he'd take care of him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yep.
See, when I got saved, I entered into a contract. Amen.
Yeah.
And that contract doesn't have an end date.
Thank God.
Doesn't have an end date. But one day, the contract will be redeemed.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. Well, you just study on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, God had made him a promise, and when he prayed, he reminded God of his promise. Now I'm going to tell you, God knows all things. And he didn't need to be reminded of that promise, but it sure did help Jehoshaphat to tell the Lord, "You said this, I believe it, and I know you're going to do it."
Amen.
Amen. This man had some faith in God, and he was looking for God to do something. And not only is he looking for him to do something, he knew he would.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He prayed with faith, believing. And my friend, here it happened, and we went on, and all of a sudden, here come an old preacher. Oh, isn't it fine when an old preacher shows up? And there's a little old preacher here. He showed up, Jehazel. And when he showed up, he had a message from the Lord. And he had a message not only for the people, but he had one for Jehoshaphat.
Amen.
He had done all this praying. They done all this. And what did he say? The preacher showed up and started preaching. Here was his message. He said, "Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you." Now that's something right there special. He had a message from the Lord. He didn't have it from Google. He didn't have it from somebody else. He didn't get it off the internet. He didn't get it off the golden nugget. He didn't get it off anything else. He got it from God. I'm going to tell you, a man of God ought to search the scripture, but search his heart, pray, let God give him a message, and just deliver the mail.
Amen.
Amen. Sound like a simple plan, don't it? Yeah, let me tell you, self will get in the way if you ain't careful. Amen. I've said this just about every church I went into, and I might as well say it again. You know why the Baptist churches have double doors on the front of the church, don't you? It's just so independent preachers can get their head in there. Amen, that's true. I'm telling you, friend, we got to stay humble. And we have to do what God wants us to do. And preach what God wants us to preach. Not what everybody else wants or not what we think we ought to. We are to labor in prayer and we are to pray and deliver the message.
Amen.
And my friend, we see here that this man did that. He said, "Thus saith the Lord." What did he say? He said, "Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God." Praise God. You can't tell me that if you was in the thick of a battle that an old preacher reared up and said, "Hey, let me tell a message from the Lord." Here you are burdened down. Here you are scared to death. Here you don't know what to do. An old preacher comes up and says, "Hey, don't worry about it. This ain't your battle. It's God's battle." Well, glory to God. I'm glad that he fights my battle. I'm glad that he shows up. Praise God. That ought to make a pilgrim shout right there. Amen. Because I'm glad that God cares for us. God loves us enough that he shows up on his time. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He's merciful. Ain't it good to be loved? Amen. Then he went on. In verse number 17, he said, "You shall not need to fight in this battle." My word. You mean I'm going to win and I don't even have to fight? How about that?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me God's going to, this is his battle and I don't even have to go to war with him?
Amen.
What in the world does that mean? I mean, I'm ready now. I'm feeling good. He said that he was going to fight for me. I'm ready to help him. I want to do it. You can't help God. Hey, let me tell you, when God puts a foot on your battlefield, it's over. I mean with my God, amen, the big G God, when he steps out on your battlefield, it's over. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle." He said, "Set yourselves." Now you're telling me I'm about to have the biggest fight I've ever had in my life spiritually. I'm scared to death, but you're telling me that God is already going to win. He's going to fight it. And you don't need my help. And not only that, but you want me just to sit down? You just want, I mean, you, this is all you need me to do? It's just sit here? You know what Jesus is saying? Yes, son, because you test me.
Amen.
What a God.
Amen.
Yes, son, you asked me to help you.
Yeah.
Sit there.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Let me
see if I can help you out a little bit. I got my son back here, and he soon be 19. Now, he's a little bigger than me. I can still take him. But anyway, if somebody was to come and they mess with my boy, though he's a grown man, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to have their hands full. Because I would be the one to say, son, if he come to me and said, Daddy, I need some help. You know, what do you need? I mean, son, I've done ate 2 cans of spinach. I mean, where? Where's it at?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That's when you say, son, you sit right there. You ask me to help you. Boy, has your kids ever asked you for help?
Yeah, buddy.
Boy, don't your heart get about like it's big.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
3 of you love your children. I mean, I'm going to tell you, when your kids ask you for help, your heart gets big.
Yeah.
Because they need you. Don't that make you feel good that your children need you?
Amen.
Well, that's how God feels when you holler at Him and say, hey, I need some help.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd tell my son, you just sit right here. Daddy gonna take care of it all. Praise God, ain't you glad that we got a Heavenly Father that loves you so much that says, hey, just sit down. I'll take care of it from here.
Amen.
Praise His holy name. Glory. Praise His name. You know, you've heard people say, hey, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what my Savior will do.
Yeah.
Just sit still, I've got it.
Yeah.
Preacher's still preaching. Boy, he had a message, didn't he? Hey, he had a message. These people were facing destruction. And this old preacher showing up and said, hey, God will fight for you. This ain't your battle. Set yourself. My word. Don't you know them people? What would it look like, Brother John, when he sat there and the whole crowd just sat down?
Sit down.
What in the world? Hey, think about that a minute.
Yeah.
How many there was, I don't know. But they all went and they sat down. Think about that. He said, set yourself. He said, and stand you still. You know what he's saying there? I don't need you to do nothing. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to do nothing anyway. But at least now you got the Savior saying, hey, don't do nothing. You just sit down, be still. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He don't even need me. Now I'm telling you, all this happened because Jehovah said, Oh Lord God. That's how he started his prayer. He called out to the Lord, and the Lord sent a preacher, and the preacher had a message because he must have been entertaining the Lord in some prayer closet somewhere, and God gave him the message, and he showed up and delivered the message, and the people understood that they didn't have to do nothing now.
Amen.
That ought to make every one of you happy.
Amen.
You know, us preachers all the time trying to tell you when he do something. In this instance, he's saying, don't do anything. You all ought to say glory. You should have started to wave from that side to this side and that side to this side because you ain't going to have to do nothing. Baptists don't want to do nothing anyway. You probably ain't done nothing in years. But friend, I'm going to tell you, you ought to rejoice when God shows up on your battlefield and you don't even have to do nothing.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. You must not have fought some battles we fought.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when God showed up on our battlefield, victory! Victory! I called on the man.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, and be still. After he said that, he said, and see, listen to this, the salvation of the Lord with you.
Amen.
Boy, do I need to have to explain any of that? I'm glad 2 of you amen that. Because I'm going to tell you, friend, that's a blessing. I'm glad salvation is with us. With us. us. Yeah. With, oh Lord, I better move on. But anyway, with us. He said here, he said, oh Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Yeah.
Now, I just said, he said, be still. You know what he's telling them? You sit here and you listen to the message. And when you hear that message and you get it, then's the time to get up and do something.
Right,
right there's your message.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
When you hear the message, set still. Set yourself. Listen to the message. And when you get the message, get up and go with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to go home by yourself.
Right.
Now you that are saved, you may have showed up here and you're so far away from God, you feel like you're all alone. But I'm going to tell you, God's right there. He came with you here. But friend, you have a better relationship with Him on the way home if you want to. Amen. But where we see that the message was given, and here they went. And when they heard the message, what happened next? In verse number 18, what's the three words there? And last of it, worshiping the Lord.
Yeah.
Let me say this, they started praising God and they ain't even nothing happened yet.
Yeah.
Not even a thing is, they ain't even reached the battlefield. They ain't even got up off their seat yet. And they started worshiping the Lord on credit. I want to tell you, friend, if you pray with faith, believing, won't you just get up from that prayer and start thanking the God, Lord, because the answer is on its way.
Yeah.
They started praising the Lord on credit.
Yeah.
They was praising God for they knew what He would do. You know why? Because the preacher told them. The preacher got the message from the Lord. He delivered the message. They sat still and heard it. When they got up, they began to worship God because they knew God would do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Pretty simple, ain't it? Bible's simple if you read it right. It's just simple. You know why I had to be simple, Kenneth? Because I'm simple. I'm simple-minded. And I need to be able to understand it. Amen. I'm not no big wise person. I'm not no theologian. My wife can tell you I can't even say words right half the time. I have to ask her how to pronounce this or how to spell that or do this or that or the other. But friend, I do know this one thing. I know that when I pray to my God and I read my Bible, that God can give me a message. And I got faith enough to stand with a firm backbone and preach it hot or cold. I'll preach it no matter what, because that's what God called me to do.
Amen.
Amen. If you'd amen a little more, that'd give me a commercial every now and then. I could get some air. Amen. But we see here, they begin to praise God on credit. When's the last time you've done that? What's something you're praying about? Or to be right in the forefront of your head right now, that prayer you are praying. You just are praying. And you just are praying. And you just are praying. Won't you just stop for a minute? You've done asked Him.
Yeah.
Won't you just go ahead and say, thank you, Lord, for hearing me.
Yeah.
And thank you for whatever answer you send my way. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. It may be sickness and you may not get over it. And God may call you home. Praise Him anyway because you got a better place to go. Praise Him anyway because there's family members waiting on you on the other side. And they're dying to see you. You're dying to see them. You're a winner either way.
Amen.
Amen. I know you say, but it's my finances. Oh, my finances is bad. I'm going to tell you, it looks like there ain't a person in here missed a meal. Amen. You may want steak and you may have bologna. Thank God for the bologna.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You may have wanted a biscuit and all you got's a cracker. Thank God for it. Amen. Because if you got it, God give it to you.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Here we went. Here we said, He's done all this. And the preacher now, they've been beginning to worship. And my friend, as they started to worship, what did Jehoshaphat do? In verse number 20,
yeah,
he just started rooting them on.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? When the preacher can just step off to the side somewhere and people begin to rejoice in the Lord and lift their hands up in praise and get carried away with God. And the preacher just step to the side and say, blow, wind, blow. And Lord, just take it over and just sit there and have your good godly life and watch it all take place. Praise the Lord, ain't nothing like it. I was preaching a revival meeting one time. First revival meeting I ever preached in my life was for Brother Ralph Nance up at Meadowview Baptist Church. And I remember I was preaching on heaven, and I come down out of the pulpit, and I begin to preach, and I was talking about the length and the depth and the height, the width of heaven, and what the measurements were. There's a man got happy, a little Kofer man. I can't remember his name. Anybody remember him? Pete Kofer. You know him. Yeah. He got happy in the Lord. I just a young fella, hadn't preached long, and my friend, I was up there preaching a hammering down. Lord moved in that place before I even got up there, and the Spirit was real. And I remember Pete run up beside me, and I thought this man was going to run me over. He come up, got the Christian flag, and he went on this side. He just waving it one side to the other. You know why? Because of victory. That was a victory flag. Because it's a winner. You're a winner either way. Scared me to death. Thought that man was going to beat me to death. I didn't know who he was. Hey, ain't nothing like when God gets in your house. When God takes the service over. Oh, when God takes you over. Oh, isn't it good when God takes you over? And friend, if you get taken over and you can't take it no more, that's what I've been a-praying. I've been a-praying that God fills somebody's fuel tank so high that they can't take it no more and they have to cut a rug. They begin to worship. And Jehoshaphat just cheered them on. He just sagged them on. Boy, isn't that wonderful, preachers? When we get in one of them meetings, oh, and God just takes over. And you just step out of the way. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Just step out of the way, Brother David, and just say here, Lord, just have your way. Let me get out of the way. And Lord, you just take care of it all and let your people rejoice. You know, preachers, we're going to a place where we won't have to preach another message. And we get up to heaven, it's just going to be shouting and praising. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. And here they went. And then all of a sudden in verse number 21, he said, hey, let's do something here. He said, man, this praise has been so good. We've been worshiping the Lord. We believe what God said. Let's get us a choir together. Amen. Boy, ain't nothing like a good choir, are they? I'm in a good choir.
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful to hear a good choir sing? I was up in North Carolina and there's a church up there, and I don't know how many folk was in there, but I'm going to tell you right now, they had a choir got up there, and they got up there and they started belching out and singing.
Yeah.
And that woman played that piano. She played the first bit and I thought, man, she's going to beat it today. And she stopped. And buddy, in harmony, how great thou art. My word, I never heard such in my life. And I mean they sung. You ever seen people sing, and brother, they put so much into it, they grab a hold of something and do this?
Oh yeah. Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? They're just throwing it out there, buddy. They might be on the wrong note. They do not care.
No.
They're singing to somebody.
Right.
Amen. Not to you, but to somebody.
Yeah.
They ain't singing to everybody. They singing to somebody. Amen. Oh, isn't it wonderful when people get up and sing to the Lord? He got him a choir together. And when he got him a choir together, he said, hey, I'm going to tell you what song to sing. Amen. He said, turn over and read hymn book. Amen. And he said, let's sing that. Praise the Lord for His mercy, endure it forever. I don't know what that song is, but it sure sounded like it'd be good. Amen. And they reared back and they began to sing. And when they began to sing, they started toward the battlefield.
Yeah.
Singing will put you in motion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I don't break loose and dance, but I'll sure sit there and do this number right here when it's good. Amen.
Yeah.
Tap my foot, boy, I may even do this right here. Ain't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Hey, we got some of the best songs there ever was in that red book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
We don't need fog machines and drums. We just need to put our voices together in harmony and unity and sing to the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. Here he went and he said, hey, let's send the singers in first. They're heading to the battlefield. Send the singers in first. Now, does that not sound nuts? Ain't that sounding crazy? We're headed to the battlefield to battle, and we're going to send in a singing choir, and they're going to be singing. Don't you think that the enemy's going to hear them coming and where we're at?
Sure.
No one questioned. You know why they didn't? Because they sat still and they listened to the message that God had sent, that the man was obedient and preached, and they seen that, hey, God is going to take care of this. And they had faith believing, and boy, they was happy about it because they knew they was going to win. Maybe they was happy because they knew they didn't have to do anything. I don't know. But they sure was happy, and they didn't even question, and started to the battlefield where they knew they was outnumbered and sung a song.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, man.
And as they went singing, they went out through there, and the Bible said that the Lord had set ambushments against them. And what had happened is they started hearing that singing. I think they got confused.
Amen.
I do. I think God confused them people. And there they was. Didn't know what's going on. What is that noise staring them to death? They charged the field on this side. This army charged that side. And they killed one another. They killed off one army. Two armies was left. They turned and looked at one another. And they killed one another until they was all gone.
Yeah.
Now, would you have believed that would have happened? No. But my God said all things are possible. So, my friend, you may be here tonight and you have a bad diagnosis and the doctors say there ain't nothing can happen. There ain't nothing they can do. I'm going to tell you, God can do things. It may not be on your time. It may not be the way you want it, but it'll be the way God wants it. Amen. Praise God. So here they went. Boy, they didn't know what was going on. And my friend, all of a sudden, Judah went to the watchtower in the wilderness. Boy, ain't that something? I'd say when he climbed up there, he was thinking, man, I don't know what we're going to see. They're still singing, by the way. Amen. They're still singing. Praise the Lord for His mercy. Endure for. He's taking that run going up that watchtower.
Yeah.
And they're still singing. And that old boy's probably humming it. I don't know what it is, but I bet he's a humming that song. And I bet when he got to the top and got up there where he could look out and see out there, I bet he went, praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Have you ever been astonished at God?
Yeah, buddy.
Has He ever done anything for you where you had to stop in your tracks and just be amazed?
Amen.
Have you ever experienced that? Do you not know that He climbed down a little different than He climbed up?
Yes, amen.
And when He hit that ground and He went back over there and they're still singing. They're still singing. They don't know what's going on. They're still singing.
Yeah.
They're happy. They're still rejoicing in the Lord. They don't even know that the battle's over.
No.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
They're still singing. They're still, I'm telling you, they're still singing. They're still praising God. Yeah. But they don't know that the answers are coming. They don't know that the battle's already over. They don't know that they've already won.
Yeah.
Well, glory! That's the God that I serve. Judah come back and told them people. Now, the Bible don't tell us all about that, but I know this. The Bible does tell us that they went down and they gathered up the spoils. These people had wore jewelry and everything to battle. They wanted to look good. They was going to win in style. Oh boy, ain't the devil, he's big on that. He wants to win in style. Boy, I'm going to go out with a bang. You heard people say that? Yeah. They wore all their stuff. They had everything they had. Boy, they was really looking good going to that battlefield. Looked like a bunch of confused nuts killing one another out there by the time my God got done with them. And when it was over, they went and started collecting the spoils off of them. And they collected so much, they had to spend 3 days gathering it together. Don't you know they still were singing that song? When they seen all that jewelry, they're about to get rich on them, they're going, praise the Lord. Hey, somebody might have been broke.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Somebody in the army said, hey, we've ate our last bologna sandwich and I don't know what we're going to do. Now we're going to go to war and I'm going to go there and I'm tickled about it and I'm praising the Lord for it, but I ain't got nothing left at home.
Right.
Amen. I hope this goes good because I'm going to tell you, I ain't got nothing left.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I hope this goes good for me because I ain't got no more hope. I hope this goes good because I ain't got nothing left here in the pantry. I ain't got nothing left in the fridge. Have you ever been there?
Amen.
You must not always survived on romaine noodles.
Yeah.
Amen. Ain't that right, Amy? 99-cent box of shrimp at Kroger me and Amy lived on. Amen. I don't want your pity. I'm telling you what God brought me from.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hey, I just last hope I got. And all of a sudden, they're singing that song and they had heard a message. Hey, we've won.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we win.
We've won. We won. Yeah. And not only did you win, but God has supplied a loot.
Yeah.
God has bankrolled you. Amen.
Yeah.
Not bankrupt you, but bankrolled you. Amen. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Hey, walk out there and say, man, I was a poor joker until I got into
Amen.
This. Yeah. Hey, Lord supplies our needs.
Yeah.
Somebody must have needed something or them spoils wouldn't need to be laying there.
That's right.
Amen. God ain't in the rich making business.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't saying there ain't nothing wrong with having something. If you got it, praise God, share it with me. Amen. I'll take some of it too. But friend, I'm going to tell you, somebody must have needed something. Somebody here might need something. You might need something spiritually. Amen. The message is being preached. Amen. We praise the Lord in here. We've done a lot. But if somebody come in here and they have a need, they're still wanting. They still need something from God. And you've asked God, and you've asked God, and you've asked God. Won't you stop asking? And won't you start believing? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody must have had a need. Well, I'm going to tell you this. We know that in the scriptures it tells us there's many times when people used worship just as they did here. And that's a strong tool. That's a strong weapon that we have in our arsenal is worshiping the Lord. Prayer is one of the biggest. But boy, until you start thanking Him for what He's already done, He may not listen to you for your next need.
Amen.
Amen. There comes a time when you're going to have to publicly thank God for what He's done for you specifically. Amen. Not just that He blessed me, but what did He do to bless you? Have you ever told anybody about the hidden blessing that God had done that you didn't think nobody else knew, but it was a big deal to you?
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I remember Joshua when he went to the promised land. Boy, it just took a shout. Took obedience and a shout.
Yeah.
Right? That's all it took. It took him to worship. Then we see that my friend Joshua, he conquered 31 kings. Think about that. He conquered 31 kings. But Joshua, he died. But there's still work to do.
Still work.
Still work to do. Then we see that my friend the book of Judges opens up and the children of Israel are asking. They're saying, who will be the first?
Yeah.
Who will be the first to fight against the Canaanites?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Who's going to do that? And they thought, hey, it'll be Reuben. He's the firstborn. But God said no. And everybody said, hey, let's send Levi. He's the preacher. No. Send him in first. Boy, everybody wants the preacher to go first. Yeah. But God said no.
Yeah.
So what happened? God said, send Judah first.
Judah.
They said, hey, why we send Judah? Because Judah's name means praise.
Right.
Amen. Sometimes we need to send praise in first. We need to send praise in first.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to send praise in first on our battlefield.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we see that Judah, he said, hey, they sent praise in first. And you know that Judah had a brother. After they sent praise in on the field and on the way to the field. Now Judah had defeated everybody that had come against him. But Judah spoke to Simeon, his brother. And he said, hey Simeon, I'll go with you if you go with me. Boy, it's nice to yoke up with somebody. I'm glad I got some friends.
Thank you.
I'm glad I got brothers in Christ I can yoke up with. And they said, hey, I'll fight with you and you'll fight for me. Amen. Well, why would they send Simeon? Well, Simeon's name means the Lord has heard.
Thank you, Lord.
Send praise in first, and the Lord will hear.
Amen.
But the Lord can't hear unless you say something.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. There comes a time when you're going to have to praise God for what He's done so He can audibly hear you. Amen. Praise Him and lift Him high so He may draw all men unto Him.
Amen.
You know what He's saying in this whole thing? Satan, get out of the way.
That's right.
You know why?
Amen.
When we hit that battle, who sends them battles? It's Satan's job to destroy us.
Yeah.
He's after your home. He's after your health. He's after your children.
Oh,
he's after everything he can get his hands on.
Yeah.
That's what he's here for, to destroy. Amen?
Yeah.
That's what he's here for. Right? That's what he's here for. But when you holler out for the Lord, and you realize you need some help, and you say, Lord, you know what you're saying? Satan, you best get out the way.
Amen. Yeah.
The man
yeah, right.
is on his way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I did this one time. I tell you, that's just, when you holler out to the Lord, when you got a problem and you got an issue, and you're sitting there praying, and you're praying, and you're praying. Your heart's broken. You've cried every tear you know to cry. You've done everything you know to do. You've said, Lord, I just don't know what else to do. But when you say, Lord, I need help. It's almost as though if you pray in faith that you hear this.
Yes.
You know, when I hear that, you know what makes me think? Satan, buddy, you better get out the way.
Yeah.
The main event's on its way.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Ain't that good?
Amen.
Thank God that He cares enough to show up for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Show out for us.
Yeah.
Man, I'm thankful for that, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't know what you may have be going on in your life or what's going on in your world. But I'm going to tell you, whatever it is, you can give it to the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord can handle it. And the Lord can take care of it. Broad shoulders, boy. He can put a lot on there. Ain't you glad that He can?
Yes.
I hope it's been a help to you. Hope it's been an encouragement to you that, hey, remind yourself that, hey, we're not in this alone.
Amen.
Yeah. We ain't in it alone.
Amen.
We got one another. Isn't that a blessing to have church family?
Amen.
You got a good pastor. Ain't it wonderful that you got a pastor that you can call on? Ain't that wonderful?
Amen.
That he's got a wife
yeah.
that you can, new ladies can need some help with. She pray with you. Ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
Ain't that a blessing?
Amen.
But not only that, you got God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. I'll have prayer with you before I give it to you, Pastor. Is that okay? God of Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving us a voice enough to preach. And Lord, I pray we've been a help and encouragement. I pray, God, if there's one here tonight, Lord, they just almost at the end of their rope. Lord, I pray they come and just give it to you and cast their cares upon you, for you care for them. Lord, I'm so thankful you stepped out on my battlefield many a time. And Lord, when me and my wife didn't know what else to do, but God, I'm glad that we had enough sense to turn to you. And I'm glad that you was faithful enough to be there. And Lord, I'm glad you had enough strength to take care of it. And Lord, I'm glad you had enough love to love us up after it. And help us along the way. Lord, I pray do the same for these blessed folks here tonight. Bless them and help them. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to help to stand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.